Shinta Zayin Sifir Aleph. Yishavshir Barak Lebuk Al Kabe Karka. One should not smear saliva and the like phlegm into the ground. Mishum Ashvagumis. But when you're doing that, when you're rubbing it into the ground, you're going to smooth out the ground. That's the type of binyan. But you can just walk in the path of this phlegm and step on it, and since you're not be mechaven to smooth it out or to be mashed with the gumas to smooth out the floor, then it's acceptable. Even though it does cause some type of smearing of the saliva, and it's permitted because it disgusts you. Now, the Mishabu explains like this. Be'etzem, if you just want something to be absorbed into something else, that's the mareach. The issue of the mareach is when you want to smear something, like make a film over something else, and then we'll smooth it out. So be'etzem, over here, your primary intention is not to do the mareach. You don't want to smear the saliva on the ground. You want to be absorbed into the ground. There's another problem over here, though, of Ashvegumis, smoothing out the floor. So, to go out of your way to smear it around, that's definitely a problem, because mashma gumitz is smoothing out the ground. If you walk just over it and you step on it, so you're not doing an act to smooth out the ground, you're just stepping there. As far as the issur b'mareach, like we said, your primary intention is not to do the melacha b'mareach, you just want to be thrown to the ground. And that, Shulchan Aruch says, that even though you may smear it around a little bit, and maybe smooth out this phlegm on the ground, even so, that may not have happened to, it's not clear that it will happen, you don't want it to happen. And since there's an element of meals that disgust you to have it like that, that is permitted. The Shabrua says that it's in a place that doesn't really disturb you, then you have to be careful when you're stepping on it not to move your foot as you're walking out, because you're making this minor niruah of smearing, which is only permitted for mokum meals, only when it's going to disturb you. In such a case, you just step on it directly and pick up your foot, or push it to the ground, and then you don't have any problems.